This is KERA, I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, spices. They do enhance the flavor of food, but some believe herbs and spices on their own can do the same for your health. Maggie Boyd says there's some truth to that, but the clinical dietitian at Parkland Hospital System in Dallas said there are limits.
Herbs and spices, there's going to be certain nutrients that are found inside them that potentially could be linked to having properties of being an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory. So there's definitely properties within herbs and spices that play those roles.
But we get those herbs and spices in foods. Now, does it make a difference if we're maybe attempting to take them as some sort of supplement?
So there's not enough research yet to be taking herbs and spices as a supplement and not taking your medicines. And especially with the supplement industry, it's not regulated by the FDA. So you don't really know what you're always taking. So it's a little bit dangerous on the sketchier side to be taking herbal supplements.
On the other hand, in terms of using them in foods, this is maybe a way to get some maybe extra nutritional value into it?
Yeah, there's no downside to having herbs or spices. So there's no negative benefits linked to, you know, adding cinnamon or pepper or garlic to your foods.
Okay, so let's look at some of them that are believed to have potential health benefits. You mentioned cinnamon.
Yes. Right now, there's insufficient evidence to support the use of cinnamon to treat blood sugars. But my theory is if you replace sugar with cinnamon, you're going to lower your blood sugar because you're taking in less sugar. Cinnamon's a good supplement to use instead of sugar because it gives you that sweet flavor.
Cocoa.
So there's a little bit of evidence that cocoa can help lower your blood sugar and boost your mood. And that's because it has flavanols in there, and those have been shown to promote vasodilation and therefore reduce blood pressure.
How about turmeric?
There's not enough evidence to take turmeric for anti-inflammatory properties, but curcumin, that's what's found in turmeric, does serve that purpose. So sometimes with these herb and spices, people will take one property that's found in this type of herb or spice, and they stretch it really, really far to say, hey, it does this. And it has properties that may do that. It may lower your blood sugar. It may reduce inflammation. But as a whole, you can't just make that connection and say, this does this because it has this in it.
Garlic.
There's a couple articles here and there that say it lowers blood cholesterol. Mm-hmm. There's a couple that say it's helpful for high blood pressure. So there's no other articles that say it's bad for you, that it doesn't do those things, but it's not proven that it definitely does do those things. But adding garlic to your food, there's not a downside to it. And especially if you're using less salt and using more garlic for flavor, you're going to find
That's actually better?
Yeah, you're going to find health benefit there because if, let's say if you're making some sort of soup or stew and you cut back on the salt and you add more garlic, yeah, you're going to get a health benefit because you're having less salt.
I see.
So salt's not good for you. So if you use herbs and spices instead of salt to flavor your foods,
you're getting the flavor without the...
That's where you're going to find the real health benefits.
What is the benefit from rosemary?
Rosemary extract. So when you take rosemary in its purest form, really concentrate it, it has antioxidant and antioxidant properties. So an antioxidant can prevent DNA damage. But the most important part here is that it can slow the deterioration of food flavoring. So if you add rosemary to your foods, you know, it may stay fresher longer. I have one that is linked to some decent evidence. So,
oh, okay.
With chili peppers, or if you're eating spicy herbs, they increase your internal body temperature by a little bit. So you may burn a little bit more calories when you add chili peppers and spicy foods.
Okay.
I mean, it may only be like 5 more calories a day, but there is some evidence when you eat the spicy herbs like chilies and chili powder that it can boost your metabolism. Chili peppers, they're really bright in color. So the brighter a fruit or vegetable is, the more nutrients that are going to be packed in there.
Maggie Boyd, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.